This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University is reacting to the continued uncertainty surrounding the state budget by delaying a decision about staffing levels for the fall for some teachers. Non-tenure track professors were scheduled to know by today if the university would be automatically renewing their contracts. But instead, the university notified all 118 Unit B professors that the decision regarding their employment status for next year would be delayed until further notice. Bill Thompson is president of Western's chapter of University Professionals of Illinois, the union representing all faculty, including Unit B professors. He says the delay puts everyone in a holding pattern.
UPI still has serious concerns, of course, because of the grayness, the idea of how long is a delay. Realistically, when should people start looking for jobs? Realistically, when should they begin thinking about what happens if I don't have a job? Those kinds of conversations.
Thompson says frustration with the situation should be directed to Springfield, not Sherman Hall. Western's president, Jack Thomas, says the delay is due solely to the university's financial constraints.
We're acting more like private institutions because we are located here in the state, but we have not received any appropriation from the state for this year.
Western's last state aid payment was in 2016 when the university received two separate cash infusions as part of stopgap spending plans. Thomas says these circumstances are extremely unique as the state wraps up its second fiscal year without a budget.
Well, it's all about the uncertainty of the state. These are unprecedented times. We haven't seen these kinds of things, so it's kind of hard to predict. And as I stated, we do have contingency plans that we will enact if need be.
Thompson declined to elaborate what those plans involve. Over the last couple of years, Western has issued furloughs, layoffs, and salary reductions in addition to cutting academic programming. Thompson says he hopes further reductions can be avoided by the legislature passing a state budget or another stopgap spending plan for higher education. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.